Hello there, folks. This is Ken Maynard and Tarzan. Inviting you to join us here in the tack room of the Diamond K Ranch for another 15 minutes of adventure. You know, sitting here looking out the window at all the trees and flowers that are changing from green to gold kind of reminds me of autumn, and I guess that's the prettiest time of the year. When I was a boy, folks used to call it Indian summer. The whole countryside was colored like a rainbow. Today kind of reminds me of the Indian summer I spent in Virginia City, Nevada, and some of the strange stories I heard there, like the one I'm going to tell you today. It's called Gold Fever. But before I get started, here's someone with a right short story to tell you.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure, stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West, where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, while Ken's getting ready to spin another breathtaking yarn, I want to ask you buckaroos a question. Have you ever just held your breath, closed your eyes, and crossed your fingers when you've dropped one of Mother's and Dad's favorite phonograph records? Oh, boy, that's a breathtaking moment, I'll tell you. But now, if you have your very own phonograph records to play, you won't want to borrow your folks. And you won't have to worry about breaking your records if you have a Diamond K record album of stories by Ken Maynard. Here's why. The Diamond K records are unbreakable. Yes, sir. They're made of expensive vinylite that won't break like regular records. And they play so smoothly, it's just like hearing Ken in person right in your own living room. That's why it's so amazing that you can get a whole album of four sides with two tales of the Wild, Wild West for only a dollar. But Ken makes these records for kids, and they're priced for kids. Now, don't forget, buckaroos, Ken will say hello to you personally on the record and call you by name like...
Hello, Jerry. Hello, Tom.
Or whatever your name is, so the album will be especially yours. Just write to Ken Maynard in care of this station, tell him your name and address so he can make the record especially for you and enclose a $1 bill. That's an awful little money for such a big value. So order your Diamond K record album today. Now, here's Ken Maynard with a whopping big adventure story.
Well, sir, folks, it's like I said. It was Indian summer the last time I visited Virginia City. Most of the excitement and glamour had vanished, along with the gold and silver that once had made it Nevada's most colorful mining town. The boardwalks and frame buildings were twisted and warped like cedar trees on a windy hill. I was sitting on the porch steps of the vacant Silver Spur, one of Virginia City's oldest saloons. You could look across the desert for miles, and patches of cactus and the desert brush looked like colored yarn on a Navajo rug. Well, sir, sitting there next to me with his back against the porch rail and his watery blue eyes half closed was an old-timer who'd seen the seasons change for a good many moons. In all my travels, I'd never seen anyone quite like this old desert rat. He'd been ramming on for hours, so I figured he was about to run down, but I was wrong. Just shifted positions and started talking again. Look down there, stranger. The main street didn't used to look like that. No siree. There's more excitement in 1 hour here than you could find in the 4th of July celebration. And let me tell you something else, mister. Gold. Gold everywhere you looked. Why are they even talked of paving the streets with gold? Well, the old-timer took a deep breath and kept right on talking. He said along about the time Virginia City was going full blast, someone started a story that there was a hidden cavern in one of the low hills that contained the king's fortune in gold nuggets. Then there were those who kind of smiled and said it was just a story. It's mighty strange what happens to a man when he gets the gold fever. He kind of loses sight of what's right or wrong. Well, sir, as time went by, the story of the hidden cavern was almost forgotten. No trace of it could be found. Then one summer, a few years later, two young fellows came out to Virginia City from the east, the Winter Brothers. Ollie and Jack. Seems they'd heard snatches of the story about the cavern of gold nuggets. They figured to find a fortune like that was worth a try. They didn't know the first thing about looking for gold, but that didn't bother them any. No siree. They packed up a string of burros and left town early one morning. They headed north, out across that stretch of dry land to the other side of them rocky hills. See them way out there, stranger? He said. I nodded my head, but he didn't even notice. Kept right on talking. Why, he wound himself up tighter than a big Ben. Well, sir, folks, according to the old-timer story, 6 months went by with no word or sign of the Winter Boys. Then the town folks got to talking. This was exactly what they knew would happen. The boys had got lost or killed. City dudes had no business traipsing around the desert alone looking for gold, they thought. Too bad, but it happened before, and they guessed it'd happen again. Then they promptly forgot about it, and life in Virginia City went on just the same. For one evening, just before darkness set in, a lone rider stopped at the general store and ordered grub. He looked like a man we'd traveled for. His clothes were dirty and worn, his weather-beaten face could stand a shave. He didn't say much, just ordered what he wanted, and then paid his bill with gold. The clerk looked at him in surprise and then asked, aren't you one of the winter boys supposed to be lost out there in the desert someplace? Why, everybody around here thought, But before he could finish his sentence, Ollie Winter had gathered up the grub and was halfway across town headed for the desert. Well, sir, excitement sure broke loose that night, the old-timer said. All you could hear was folks talking about the winter boys, how they'd found the hidden cavern and a fortune in gold. And that night, a dozen or so prospectors tried to follow Ollie Winter's trail, but they lost it somewhere in the rocky hills north of the city. And for months, the search continued. Every foot of the desert land for miles was covered, but never a sign of the hidden cavern or the winter boys. Well, when the old-timer paused for a moment to sort of get his breath, he looked out toward the hill country, and his tired old eyes lit up like a man who'd found his first gold. Then he chuckled softly to himself as he said, "Stranger, for city fellas, them winters were pretty smart boys. Never come into town only at nighttime, and it was always Ollie that made the trip. Got to know the country mighty well. But sooner or later, a man gets kind of careless, and Ollie was no exception. I reckon he hung around Virginia City just a little too long. But, Dad, blame a stranger. You can't blame a man for wanting a little excitement. And there was plenty going on in them days." Well, the old-timer settled back after that sudden explosion and went on with his story. Seems that Biff Ballin, who owned the Silver Spur Saloon at that time, was mighty interested in finding the hidden cavern. He'd been waiting a long time for Ollie Winters to get a little careless. One day near the end of the fall, Ollie started back for the desert with supplies. Biff was watching from the back room of his saloon and called in a couple of his men and gave them their instructions. They wouldn't have any trouble, he said. If it was daylight, it'd be easy to follow the trail. Well, it looked like Ollie had overstayed his visit. Hour after hour, the two men followed the trail through the narrow mountain passes, across desert sands, over high rocky ledges, and finally Ollie led them into a small valley bordered by giant rocks and boulders. And here at the entrance, he pulled his horse to a stop and, taking his handkerchief from his pocket, wiped the dirt and swept from his face. He looked up toward the high ledge, then he heard the shrill whistle of a whippoorwill. His brother had seen the signal and answered it. Ollie rode on through a narrow pass and out into the 4-mile valley, and drew rein and waited. Suddenly he heard the thunderous echo of a .45. He smiled. There was no doubt now his brother Jack had seen his signal and answered it. Now there was a situation. How about it, folks? You enjoying your visit here at the Diamond K? Well, I'll get along with the story in just a minute. But I just want to shoot the breeze about my Diamond K brand for a second. You know, I've had my brand since I first started out in the rodeos, and it's traveled with me all over this country, in Europe with the circus, and to Hollywood for movies, and down in the jungles of Yucatan hunting for lost cities. So naturally, I'm kind of fond of that brand, and I'm proud to know so many of you young folks have joined the Diamond K by wearing a K-shirt like mine. The K-shirt, like I've told you, is a trim-looking cotton-knit shirt in a desert sand color with a big red Diamond K brand on the front that was made especially for me. And I talked the fellow into making up some in buckaroo sizes to fit my young friends. So if you want to join the Diamond K gang by wearing a K-shirt, just send me your name and address and what size you wear. Like a 2, a 4, a 6, a 8, a 10, or 12. And send along a dollar bill for the fellow who makes the K-shirts. Ask Mom your size. She'll know. Then send me your name and address in care of this station. And one little old dollar bill. Pretty easy way to get a new shirt, I'd say. Now, getting back to our story about the hidden cavern of gold nuggets near Virginia City, there I was sitting on the steps of the old Silver Spur Saloon talking to this old-timer. Guess I should say he was doing all the talking. Well, he changed the toothpick to the other side of his mouth without even losing a word. You know, stranger, he said, them winter boys are mighty smart boys. There was Jack Winters waiting up there on the ledge, ready to fire on anybody that was following his brother when he got the signal. He took a shot at the two men hired by Biff to follow Ollie. But I reckon he wasn't much of a shot. Just winged one of them in the shoulder. But they sure hightailed it back to Virginia City. They had had all they wanted of looking for gold. But, stranger, he said, Biff was a smart one, too. He got right down to figuring how he could outsmart the winners, and he came up with a pretty good scheme. Seemed that Biff decided to follow all himself the next time. Wouldn't trust it to any of his men. But he did take Blackie Hedges along with him. That was part of the plan. Well, everything was working out just the way Biff had hoped for. He followed along a couple of miles behind Blackie. Of course, Blackie had no idea what was going to happen. When they got to the small valley, Biff got his field glasses out and made himself comfortable on a big rock where he could watch what was going on. He saw Ollie disappear among the rocks that hid the valley from sight. And a few minutes later, Blackie followed. Then Biff heard the shot and laughed softly to himself. Everything was working out the way he'd planned. The old timer stopped talking for a minute, shook his head in disgust. You know, stranger, he said, I never saw such a dead, blame, poor shot in all my life. Biff must have waited for half an hour or so, just long enough till he'd figured everything was clear. Then he started up the trail. Sure was pleased with himself. Only a few more miles and he'd have the greatest fortune any man ever dreamed of. Well, sir, the old-timer continued, I can't recollect if it was 1 or 2 weeks later, a horse came loping into Virginia City and the man on it looked like he was about dead from starvation, thirst, and burning sun. Yep, it was Biff, all right, gone plumb loco. Just before he died, he jabbered something about finding tons and tons of gold. Then he spilled his sack of yellow rock on the ground. The folks stood there looking first at Biff, then at the yellow rocks. You know something, stranger? Some people go plumb loco when they see that yellow stuff. Reckon that's what happened to Biff. Funner part of it was, though, it turned out to be fool's gold. No flies on them winter boys. They salted the cave with fool's gold to throw folks off the track in case they did get too close to the real treasure. The old-timer got up from the porch and stretched his tired old legs. Then he said to me, Reckon I'll just mosey along now. I called to him as he started down the street. Say, what's your name, old-timer? He stopped. He looked at me for a minute, and then he chuckled. Winters. Ollie Winters, mister.
Boy, say, there's an adventure story for you, and I enjoyed every minute of it. How about you, Buckaroos? Would you like to hear Ken tell another story? Well, he hasn't got time for another one right now, but I'll tell you how you can hear a Ken Maynard story any time you want. It's by having a Diamond K record album, of course, of real Wild West tales like you've heard today. The album is really a humdinger with beautiful color pictures of Ken and Tarzan on the front and inside on the records, too. Now, you get four sides, two complete Ken Maynard stories in this album, and here's the best part. The records are personalized. The first thing you'll hear when you get your Diamond K record album is Ken saying hello to you personally right on the record and calling you by name. He'll say,
Hello, Ginger. Hello, Fred. This is Ken Maynard with a story for you.
And kids, all you have to do is tell Ken your name by writing to him at this station. Send your name and address and enclose just a $1 bill for the exciting Diamond K record album. It's standard 78 RPM speed for the regular kind of phonograph. So if you want to get in on some real Western fun with a story record album to play any time you want, send your name and address and enclose a $1 bill and mail it to Ken at this station. Now here's Ken to tell you about his next exciting story.
Next time we meet, I'll tell you the story I call Pirate Booty. So till then, this is Ken Maynard and Tarzan, closing the door of the Diamond K Ranch Tack Room.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Tales from the Diamond K was transcribed and produced in Hollywood.